Gerard Mayo, following the Patriots' 19-3 victory over the Bears yesterday.
He was in the box. He's not in a box.
No, right.
Just to be clear, Schuler was in the box.
You don't want to put him in a box, but he was
the box specifically. Yes,
he was a box player yesterday. No, it's true.
That was actually awesome.
Okay, it was. I would have guessed he played more than five snaps. Brandon Schuler only played five snaps in the Longhorn package yesterday.
Longhorn, Keith. You do more Longhorn package.
Okay, and I don't want to go too far with like the Brandon Schuler stuff, like, oh, you scheme something up.
Creativity.
Oh, wow, you were creative.
I love it.
Wow, you had a package ready to go specific to Caleb Williams. You're going to spy Caleb Williams and Brendan Schuler. You're going to use the speed and athleticism.
Awesome.
It was a game, but you had a game plan for this game. And I'm shocked. It felt like more than five snaps, but whatever. Five snaps, it helped you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It showed that they can spin the dial a little bit, scheme it up a little bit, game plan a little bit. And I have not felt that a ton this year, Keith. And I think that was another good sign yesterday.
Oh, it was a great sign. And even though you could talk about the Bears offensive line and their quarterback and everything else, like you still had to go out there and do it. Not every team that the Bears have faced this year has, did they look like this? Did they look this bad? Like they completely exposed it. And I mean, nine sacks as a team is insane. So Brandon Schuler gets one. The other thing is, if you look up and down the Patriots defensive roster, it's not amazing.
No.
So you have to, at that point, give credit to Covington and Mayo. Both of these guys we've been critical of, everybody's been critical of, because you're like, hey, you basically promoted two of your defensive guys that were here last year when the defense was pretty good. You've lost some guys due to injury, whatever. You also re-signed a bunch of guys. Why is the defense in certain weeks so much worse than it was a year ago? Well, not yesterday. Yesterday was one of their best performances they had. So by default, I think we have to give Mayo and Covington credit for, you know, having Del Pettis play as well as he has, and Jeremiah Farms playing as well as he did. Like, just grabbing random dudes and having a great defensive game. I give him credit.
So I know we were all listening to this down the hall when Mayo was talking to the Greg Hill show this morning. And if you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also watch along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can find our Hunter Henry interview there as well. He was kind of giving Wiggy some crap about lining up these two rosters, Bears roster versus the Patriots roster. And we did some of this last week, Keith.
It's we were ahead of the curve, obviously.
We were mostly focused on what's around the quarterbacks.
Yes.
Not the full roster, but we were mostly focused on the offense. And Caleb Williams' play versus Drake May's play and what Caleb Williams had around him, which I legitimately felt was one of the best situations ever for the number one overall pick.
It looked like it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was wrong about that.
It is not.
So you still look at, on paper, what they have around him. Three NFL wide receivers, an NFL running back, a good tight end, not a great offensive line. I'd still take their offensive line.
See, that was the
over
one
the Pats
issue. It never was very good, even week one.
But. And we didn't spend a lot of time on this, but Chicago has a good defense. That is a good defense for Chicago.
Yeah.
I think you saw some of that yesterday. The Patriots only scored 19 points yesterday.
One touchdown in the entire game.
Yeah. Should have been two, KJ Osborne. But whatever. So I think if you line them up, I mean, the Bears have way more talent than the Patriots.
Yeah, no, they do. They do.
Way more talent. And you need to be able to scheme things up on the margins. They did it in week one against the Bengals where they just physically took it to Cincinnati. I think the Bengals weren't ready. Maybe the Bears are checked out yesterday, but I do give the coaching staff a lot of credit. I've given them a lot of crap this year. I still think on balance, I am not encouraged at all by the returns, but two out of the last 3 weeks, they got wins. One was without Drake May for much of the game.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it felt like they actually did their job, game plan, schemed, and I'll give them credit for yesterday.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you're going to look at the going in, similar record. Actually, Bears had a much better. They were 4-4. Pats were 2-7. You know, which team seemed like they gave a crap? Which team seemed like they were actually taking coaching versus being ready to quit at a moment's notice? And I think we were kind of on it like Thursday, Friday of last week that, yes, on paper, the Bears so much better than the Patriots, and specifically where the quarterbacks were sort of plunked into. And people were making the comments a lot yesterday being like, Drake May had nothing going for him, which I still think is true, and Caleb Williams had everything. Well, does he, though? Is Shane Waldron a good offensive coordinator?
No.
Seems horrible. Is their offensive line good? No. Seems horrible. Is DJ Moore good anymore? I don't think so. I don't think he wants to be there. He used to be really good. I think he sucks now.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen.
Don't you think that's more attitude than level up? Like, he literally walked off the field last week.
Yeah, so yeah. But, like, they have – so whether that – you want to blame Caleb Williams or Shane Waldron or whatever, like, they're not getting a good DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Like, he's not invested for whatever
definitely
reason.
Not, definitely not.
And then Keenan Allen looks like he ate Keenan Allen.
No, he's, so out of, like, he's out of shape, yes.
And then, like, Swift and Kmet are good, but, like, that's – similar to Ramondre and Hunter Henry.
100%.
So I'll still say, yes, the Bears roster is better than the Patriots roster. I don't want to do too much revisionist history, but it's way closer than we would have thought. And, like, those names pop, and maybe there's also more pressure associated with it. Like, Caleb Williams, you're like, oh, yeah, you should probably win 8 or 9 games this year based on what you have. Whereas Drake May, it's like, hey, if you survive the year, we'll give you a trophy. Like, if you win 2 games, like, good for you. Like, you're gonna uphill climb. So anything he does is going to look better just by comparison.
Well, let me say this about Mayo, too, because the Bears looked checked out yesterday.
Yeah.
The Patriots did not look checked out. And Giardi had a report over the weekend where he talked to an AFC scout. And this is at Boston Sports Journal. He said, the scout told Giardi, I see a disorganized program, which leads to disorganization on the field. On defense, you have guys in the wrong gaps, players freelancing, they don't play cohesively from front to back, and you know why they've fallen off so much on that side of the ball. He says that's it. You can't do that and expect to be good, and they could still make it work even without some of the big pieces that they've lost. He's talking about Bill and the drop-off and all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you have reports like that swirling around. It was a bad week for Mayo and the team in the loss to Tennessee the week prior, and he still has a little bit of buy-in. The team isn't checked out. That doesn't mean you have the answer at coach. That doesn't mean that they're playing for Mayo, but they aren't checked out, and they weren't checked out against the Jets either. And in a couple of those situations where it really could go either way and the team could completely turn and check out on their coach, they haven't. Text line's right, 37937. You're setting the bar low AF.
Oh, yeah.
No, we are.
Yeah, bud. Well, the Vegas over-under was 4.5 at the beginning of the year, so it was already low, not just from us.
But the Bears are checked out, and the players here haven't checked out on Mayo, at least not yet.
All right, so what now? So Drake May, Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt, DeMarcus Covington.
Yep.
Are all those guys in the same role to start 2025?
I'm still going to say no.
So, yeah, right. Like, so, like, great win. I think you certainly right now you're like, all right, let's see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a lot of games left, and you can tell how different everybody feels, not just us, Monday after a win versus Monday after a loss. So also, once you start to win a little bit, and that's all it is, 3 wins is a little bit, all right, now maybe your expectations change a little bit. Like, so if you're Robert and Jonathan Kraft, you're like, oh, how come we look so good against the Bears? Why do we look like this against the Rams? Or whatever, like, that kind of thing. So I'm still not convinced that
changes
all those guys
happen.
In those spots. I mean, Drake May is obviously safe, but, like, really those other three, are they all 100% back for next year? I think it's still very much up in the air, but that's obviously a good sign. And if you string even a couple more of those games together, then maybe they do bring everybody back.
Yeah, so I think Mayo has more tests, but so far the team has not checked. The Bears, that's what a checked out team looks like.
Oh, that's over.
And they have not checked out yet. 617-779-7937. You can jump in with all your thoughts on the Patriots. We talked about a team with the arrow pointing up. Not like they're a playoff team, but a team that can be more competitive and figure things out in the second half of the year. Are the Patriots that team? You can jump in on that. Drake May and his leadership, not only did he outplay Caleb Williams yesterday, and he did, he also looks like a guy you want to build around compared to Caleb Williams, not just as a player, but as a leader. And on top of that, how much credit for the coaching staff yesterday? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to all of that. And the Patriots, their ceiling, what's a realistic win total moving forward? The over-under remains at 4.5. Will they hit that over? We'll get into it next.